meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Matt. So welcome all to the diversity subgroup meeting number 15 of the 23rd of March 2017 at 13 UTC. We have so far 7 participants on this call. We expect that others will join. Anyone who doesn't have their name showing, kindly confirm with staff they may record your attendance. Or Brenda, you have got everybody already?
We do have a phone number in 5117.
Right.
If that person would identify their name, please. I'm sorry, I can't hear the person with phone number ending in 5117. Would you please identify your name for attendance? So phone number 3.
Okay, I didn't either. So
it is a lady. She did say hello when she joined. I just didn't catch.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's Dalila Ramouni from France.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I don't hear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With that, move on to the agenda for this meeting. It's not very long, but important that we go through the following items. The updated questionnaire was to be sent out for inclusion in the first meeting, and that happened. Then Rafiq was also to carry out a call for the language needs for interpretation, and the request was presented to the plenary, and this has been worked on. Then the third agenda item is to review the feedback from the Copenhagen meeting and AOB. So we can go through those action items. One, the questionnaire. Yeah. We did circulate, I did circulate on the 12th, the updated questionnaire. We have had, Rafiq and I have had support from Julie Hammer. Thank you so much for your input and assistance in working on that particular document, and I have just circulated the updated questionnaire, including the recommendations that were given on the floor of the CCWG plenary during the first-to-first meeting in Copenhagen. I don't know that Bernard is able to pull that up. There was an email of the 12th, and there is an email I have sent out today, actually just a few minutes ago, before the call, a few minutes before, on which I've transferred those questions onto a Word document so that we can all get to share them. But if you go to my email of the 12th, you will get on it the updated question.
Coming up, Fiona.
Coming up, Fiona.
Thank you. And so there we have the draft questionnaire incorporating the CCWG plenary feedback. where we were asked to give a brief explanation of what the groups were, and then the of the elements of diversity we had identified, and adjust the questions so that they would mirror. This was input on the drafting of the and wording of the questions. Input came in from Hilda Bianco and Jan. And what I have not received is feedback now from the diversity group on the questions I sent to you on the 12th. They're still the same. Those haven't changed. And I would, it would be good to know if there is anyone who has any objections to any of the adjustments you have made or anything that is not clear. The floor is yours. Anyone with any questions, any queries? So we do have a consensus to proceed with this questionnaire. Thank you. I can see a lot of yeses in the chat and agreed from participants. Okay, that was fast. Thank you. Then the other was the request for interpretation services.
Fiona.
Yes?
This is Bernie. So should I note this as a first reading or a...
This is a first reading after the document has come back from the plenary. We will give it maybe another reading, a second reading, just so that in case there is anything anyone would like to raise in our next call, there will be time for them to relook at the questions and raise that. We are possibly going to have just two readings of this, then we are done, and we can begin to relook at the report that needs to go with it. So, yes, this is a first reading.
Thank you.
This is a first reading. Yes, Julie?
Thank you, Fiona. Julie speaking. I just wanted to ask whether others thought there was a necessity for this to go to a second reading, because we have been working on it for quite some time now, and my inclination would be to try to get it back to the plenary as soon as possible, and noting that we have actually incorporated a lot of the feedback at the plenary. I just guess I'm querying whether it really does need to have a second reading or whether we can agree that this is ready to go back to the plenary.
Fiona?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would just like to thank Julie for raising the issue of whether or not it should go for a second reading. My personal view is that normally it's important to at least give two readings, just so that we confirm we are on the same page. However, I am going to ask from those present on the call if we can have a show of how many would like it to immediately go back to plenary or would like to give it a first reading. Part of the reason for the second reading, from my point of view, is because of us present on the call and because we don't always have the same people on the call consistently. So to ensure that we have been able to reach as many of the group members as possible, I'm for giving it two readings. And that would be like about
Fiona,
as much
I,
time
if
as
if I can have it.
Yes, Bernard.
Fiona, if I can. Thank you. If we will remember the comments from the plenary in Copenhagen, the expectation of the plenary, I believe, is that the questionnaire will be included in your draft recommendations to have a single public consultation. Now, if you want to send the questionnaire back as updated so the plenary can look at it, I guess that's fine. But doing so will not mean, according to what we agreed in Copenhagen, that it will be published. So I'm just trying to clarify expectations here. Thank you. Fiona, if you're speaking, we're not hearing you at this point. Given we seem to be having difficulties hearing Fiona, I'll step in for a minute to just manage the queue if I see Fiona is typing. Julie.
Thank you, Bernie. It's Julie speaking. My understanding of this questionnaire was that we were wanting to send it out to the community and in particular to the SOs and ACs so that we could get feedback from it, which would then incorporated into our report. That we actually want to learn from the answers to this questionnaire to come up with a better informed position in our report that will also better inform any recommendations. So my thinking is that we should be getting this out to the community, directly to the SOs and ACs, but also posting it so that other members of the communities that are not necessarily formal groups and other individuals in the community can respond to information that will help us finalise our report and our recommendations. So my thinking was that this needs to get out as quickly as possible, and provided that the plenary accepts the final version of this questionnaire, that is what happened with the SOAC accountability subgroup questionnaire. So if this is simply to form part of a final report of this group, I'm not quite sure that it will be as useful as I had thought. Thank you.
Fiona, you're back, so I'll hand over the cue to you.
Thanks, Julie, for that. However, one of the things that came through from the plenary was the need for us to have our draft report also prepared and ready to go out with the questionnaire. If I correctly recall, and I stand to be corrected, I was asked by Leon if we would be able to prepare the draft report with whatever draft recommendations we'd be able to put in so that the report and the questionnaire go together to reduce the period during that we would require to get feedback for our group, and we said we would try. So in as much as the questionnaire is going to go back to the plenary for consideration, I think there is a second task, which is to make sure the report also goes into the plenary, and that is the part that we need to pay some attention to. Cheryl?
Thank you very much, Fiona. Cheryl Langdonor, for the record. I'm not sure that those aspirations are mutually exclusive. I think this questionnaire is well and truly ready to go to the plenary meeting on the 29th. And what that does then is mean that the questionnaire aspect of what we want to take out to the SOAC and wider community can be tabled, for the want of a better word. In other words, it can be ready to go. And that allows us to get onto the work of a little polish onto whatever report needs to go with it. I just think we're with this particular part of our work, the draft questionnaire, using that, losing valuable time. I'm well aware of the amount of time it's going to take for community to respond to this questionnaire, and for then us to give due diligence and consideration to the responses back to us. If we look at when the plenary is, after the plenary in March, that's, you know, yet another month plus left, as far as I could tell. So I'd be taking this part of it to the plenary and powering on as effectively as we can to make sure we have the draft report in a good position to go to the next plenary, so these two things can be tied together to go out to community as soon as possible. That's my view anyway. Thank you.
Bernard, you've got something to add?
The way Cheryl describes it, I don't think is incompatible with what was discussed at the plenary in Copenhagen. So if you want to take these as separate documents to the plenary, there is a plenary next week. We can certainly get this one in under the wire, given it's not significantly different from the previous one, i.e. it's not a first reading. So I think that meets the requirement if everyone is comfortable with that. Thank you.
Anyone in the group opposed to taking these, the questionnaire on its own? And then working on the report separately, as Cheryl has proposed? So assume everyone is in favor. So that is what we are going to do, so that we can be able to save as much time as possible. So on the next plenary of the 29th, we will table our questionnaire. And so in between now and then, we're going to continue with the work that is pending on the second document.
Fiona?
Yes, Bernard?
Since I have to publish the documents for the plenary today, I would then ask you to confirm that the document you sent a few minutes ago for the questionnaire is the one I will be publishing to the list for the second reading. Fiona?
Sorry, the unmute is taking a bit long to go off. The document we have before us is the document I sent before this meeting, and it is our final questionnaire that we are going to present to the CCWG plenary.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. So we are now done with the questionnaire and move on to our next item, which was the request for interpretation services So we sent out an email requesting for interpretation services, because part of the procedure requires us to have a formal request on email asking for the provision of interpretation services from at least 3 participants of each language. We've gotten 6 responses for French. I'm waiting for Spanish. I've got 1 request for Spanish, and I need 2 more for Spanish. Then Rafik and I can be able to compile our emails to staff with evidence of the request for interpretation. And so, Bernard, we've not been able to get back to you because we did not meet our target for Spanish unless we get some immediately after this call. Request 2 more requests for Spanish immediately after this call, then we shall be able to also ask for Spanish, but we are good on the French request.
I believe I got an email from Rafik with the 3 Renata is listing in the chat.
Okay.
So if you want to, I can update you on the co-chair's meeting on this yesterday.
Okay, then that's okay. We can, in that case, then I think that is done and we can proceed.
Yes, your part is done. The co-chairs have asked that we draft a request for them to send to ICANN. So the service, requesting the service for French, Spanish, and English.
Mm-hmm.
As I noted in an email to yourself this morning, to complete the request, I'm going to need the schedule of calls until the end of June for this group, because that plays a part in scheduling interpretation. So the last part I need from this group is a schedule going forward to June, and then we will draft the request for the co-chairs, and the co-chairs will turn this around very quickly and send it to ICANN for as a request, and then we'll wait to see how long it takes to go through the machine. But everyone is aware and has been prepped on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernard, for that update. And yes, I have seen your email, and I am consulting with Rafik because of the different time zones we are in. We will be adjusting the calls accordingly, and so we are assigning. We are sharing all the chairing sessions based on our calendars, so that then we can get back to you with a confirmation of the times for the group call. And Avery is asking for future meetings. Yes, we need to provide a schedule for future meetings so that the ICANN staff can plan and be able to provide interpretation services as per the schedule of the calls. So we are going to schedule all our calls until end of June. Any questions or clarifications that are sought in this? Yes, Renata.
Thank you, Fiona. I hope you can listen to me all right. Just trying to keep up here with the agenda items. So there will be, just to confirm, there will be translation for Spanish in the next group call, or is that for another call? And
for the discussion of the report? Are we going to address that or later on our calls? And about scheduling for June, I believe we had the group had a specific time and day of the week. So would we have the possibility to open up a Doodle to choose another one or continue with this one? Thank you.
Okay. First thing on the interpretation, if we are able to put this in, then I don't know how long staff will take to be able to get back to us. And so I cannot confirm whether it will be the next call or the one after, but I think probably Bernard is best placed to advise us on how soon the interpretation can start once everything is put in. Then on the report wasn't on our agenda today because Rafik and I are still putting together a team, still open. Anyone who wants to volunteer to help us in putting together this report is welcome to work with us. I was going to actually, during the AOB, make a formal request for volunteers, especially those for whom English is their first language, to come in and help us with the drafting of this report, so that we are clear on the content we are putting into it and it's easy for all of us to understand and to move through quickly. We've sent emails to some of the members of the group asking, especially those who get a lot of feedback during the last round of discussions, and we've reached out to them to ask if they can put in a bit more time to help us improve on the report and make sure it's well done. And so if there is anyone on the report who would like to help putting together, then we are open. Just send Rafik and I an email and we shall be able to include you in the small group we've put together to help with the drafting. Then the third, on the meeting dates, we did not quite have a firmed up date, or we never said it was going to be our meeting day. It's just we were trying out different days, and Friday seemed to work well for Rafik. It's never worked quite well for me. I had too many on Friday. It's just difficult for me to get onto a call for some reason. Our network starts getting serviced on Friday if there's anything that needs to be done, any updates and stuff like that. So we find calls on Fridays are extremely disruptive and difficult to get through, at least for Kenya. It's a Kenyan cultural thing that just is beyond my control. So for us to be able to equally co-chair, we are adjusting the calls based on who's chairing. We had initially done doodle polls, and so the times we picked were based on previous doodle polls we've done. But I'll talk to Rafik and see how to proceed moving forward. And I'm open to suggestions. If you feel that we should rotate the timing of the calls, we will try. However, it's also best on what other calls are scheduled on the day we want to do the call, because staff gives us something, got two slots, or three slots. And we are several groups that staff has to support, and so it's also based on availability of the slots. So, on the timing for the meeting, is there anyone who feels we need to probably make more effort to accommodate their preferences? Or Bernard has just shared with you the schedule between now and 26th of April. So till the end of April. Then we've got May and June. That we need to finalize. Okay, so based on feedback on the chat from Renata, we will work with staff and see if we can send out a call for the period after April, that is May and June, and see what that gives us. Let me ask you whether this works for you and how that affects our request for interpretation.
Excuse me. Thank you. As I said, to complete the request on our side, we need the schedule. So I can't put it into the co-chairs for approval and then sending on to ICANN for ICANN staff, if you will, or ICANN org, as we're calling it, so the request can be processed until I have those dates. So whatever process the subgroup wants to use here is completely in your hands. We're not dictating. I'm just telling you the reality is I cannot put in the request for the interpretation until we have those dates. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard. Yes, Renata.
Hi. Yes, I was just wondering, so Bernard, the following dates you've put already on the chat, our next meetings, these are not available for interpretation. There needs to be a request made for May and June. That's correct?
No, that is not correct. If I get the schedule for May and June, I will endeavor to put in the request as quickly as I can, and if we get a response from ICANN that they will support it, they could start on the next meeting. I'm not saying that the dates I've put there are exempt from interpretation. I'm just saying up until the end of April, we've got those meetings booked. I need May and June to put in the request. When interpretation will start is independent of those dates.
Renata, is that clear?
So I was wondering if then we could we put a request already for the next date and then another for May and June, or does it have to be only one?
The problem is the following, Renata, is depending on where the interpreters are located and the time, the cost can be significantly different depending on the time and day we're asking for it. And as such, we don't want to go back to this many times because you might end up getting interpretation for a few calls, and then while we go back to get approval again, then you're going to miss a few and everyone's going to be upset. So I think what we're asking is the schedule to the end of June, and then we will put that in as a block, and once if ICANN approves it, once it starts, it's going to be for the rest of the year period. Thank you.
Renata?
Fiona, thanks. So I just commented there. Then I understand it is indeed in our interest to get the schedule for May and June settled as soon as possible. So I guess, Fiona, perhaps maybe it's between you and Rafiq to suggest a date. If there's any dates that the group wishes to change, they can do so on the list, perhaps.
I've lost you.
Hi, I'm back. Fiona, can you listen?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I will just repeat and try to be clearer. I think we need to put down the schedule for May and June as fast as we can, given what Bernard has explained to us, that it's important to have an organized process on on our request for translation. So perhaps, Fiona, my suggestion would be that you and Rafiq send to the list dates, suggested dates for the meetings in May and June, and if the group feels that it's important to change any dates strongly, they can do so writing directly to the rapporteurs.
Thank you, Renata. I think that is clear, and thanks for allowing us to schedule the next calls. They are likely to be on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on which time zone you're in. And so we will try and get this out to Bernard in the next couple of hours so that we are able to proceed. And I think that is it on the meeting schedules, and we'll circulate and let you know. Is there anything else from Copenhagen that feedback that we need to discuss or share? Yes, Julie?
Thank you, Fiona. Just something that I was conscious was raised in Copenhagen was concern about costings, not just of the CCWG, but also of the various proposals each subgroup is putting forward as recommendations. And something that I've been thinking about for a while but haven't suggested for our document is the question whether our recommendation to establish an Office of Diversity is actually the best solution at this time. The reason I'm questioning it is we've immediately jumped to recommending a solution without having really collected a lot of information from the SOs and ACs and without thinking through what really are the requirements that we're trying to meet, and is establishing an office which suggests resources really the best solution. So my takeaway in Copenhagen was perhaps in our report we should be looking at what actually needs to happen to further the inclusiveness and to further diversity within the various parts of ICANN, and not necessarily propose an organisational solution at this time. So I just wanted to put that on the table as something that others might want to discuss and react to. Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you, Julie. Renata?
Thank you, Fiona. Thanks, Julie, for bringing this point. I would like to echo the possibly procedural steps for our group. I have researched in the last meeting. I have sent a few links of offices of diversity, but I think that really we have a procedure here, which is sending out the questionnaire, getting the information, finishing up our report, and then thinking wisely about suggestions and the shapes that they're taking. I do see the concern on costs and on length of a work directed towards diversity. I have the impression that if the work seems to be dragging on too long, it may be our mind, it may be not not taking into consideration as seriously as it could be, and there has been a lot discussed in our meetings and in our documents. So I think we should focus on what we have on the table right now, the questionnaire and the report as well, and then leave this discussion to a later part of the work. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Renata, for your input and feedback. Avery?
Hi, Avery speaking. While I agree that going so far as to recommend an organizational change in the creation of an office at this point will probably be premature for us and for the report, I don't think it's necessarily premature to think about there needing to be a function that deals with diversity at the organizational level and leaving it, you know, sort of open as to what that actually means. I mean, unless we come to a conclusion that no, you know, that the organization itself doesn't need to worry about it, which I kind of doubt we'll arrive at, I think we could still keep the notion of there needing to be some function that deals with this within the formal organization. So that would be something I'd sort of ask to sort of keep on the table until we're a little further down the road with it. I wouldn't want to see the whole idea sort of erased from the possible proposals at this point, just like I don't think we want to jump at a full-fledged organizational change at this point. Thanks.
Bernard?
Thank you. Just a note to remind everyone that we did discuss the extension in Copenhagen. The co-chairs are working with the PCST to and ICANN accounting and finance to complete the request so it can be posted as part of the budget public consultation and then send a request to the chartering organizations. It is hoped that there will be support for an extension into fiscal year 18. Now, that is on one part to say, I think if we had co-chairs here, they would say, there is no absolute need to complete for the end of this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. However, this being said, I think the point was quite well made by Renata. Obviously, those that get recommendations in earlier will get more attention and will be able to, if you will, get more traction overall. So I'm not advocating to curtail your process in any way. I'm just trying to provide some factual background you can consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. So then can we agree that as the team drafting the report works on it, we will still leave in the recommendation as a placeholder. And even as it goes out, we will let the community know that it is a placeholder, and we are yet to firm up on how that whole setup will be eventually structured. so that then we can allow time for further discussion to see whether or not it is a function within the nation or setting up a whole new part of the formal, whether it is a formal organizational change that creates a whole new structure within ICANN. And so we leave it in. My suggestion is we leave it as a placeholder and make sure our communication to the community is clear that it is a placeholder and we've not had extensive discussions on it yet to allow us to do that and to also think about it. Yeah, Cheryl, for the support for Julie and Avery's intervention. So we will not throw it out. However, we shall be cognizant of the time and the fact that our recommendations do get better recognition in terms of budgetary allocations if they go in earlier. And we will make an effort to finish our work in good time. As you can see, we are still planning until June, until we have, and hoping that we can finish by then until we have got communication that says otherwise. But we will try our, we're going to try our very best to see that the group finishes early. Any other issue anyone would like to raise? Seeing no hands going up on the Adobe, I will take it that that's it for our meeting today. Okay, so our agreed or action items are to forward the questionnaire to the main CCWG plenary on the 29th and present it there. And finalize on the meeting schedule so that you can have the interpretation services as soon as possible. And also circulate that to the rest of the working group. Three, send out a formal call for volunteers so that you can add up to the two that we have who came forward during the Copenhagen meeting to help with the drafting of the report and finalize that report and send to the working group the updated report. And then in the report, as we work on it, we will leave in the recommendation on the diversity office as a placeholder and communicate that clearly in the report so that the community and everyone who reads this will know it's a placeholder and we'll give ourselves time to be able to structure it appropriately. And I think with that, we are done with this call. Thank you so much for attending the call, for your time, your input, your day, your night, your evening. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Fiona. Bye. Bye.